So aging in place is a desire of many people, but is that realistic?
With some planning, it is, according to our health and aging expert, Anthony Cirillo. Anthony is here to share some tips and advice. Anthony, good morning. We're so glad you're here today.
Thank you.
Most people you speak with want to age in place, correct? They want to do that, but they don't really know what that entails. Can you talk more about that?
Yeah, so aging in place can be scary, not quite as scary as the Scarewinds people, but it can be scary. So there's this romantic idea of aging in place that, you know, the health we're in today is the health we will be in. And, you know, it's absolutely not a scenario that you should plan for. Mm. So you really have to start, you know, thinking about that. You know, you think it's nostalgia. I raised the kids here. I could retrofit it. But a lot of times that's just not the case. So mm-hmm. you really need a mindset and a plan. So, you know, you're living with your spouse. What if one or the other spouse gets sick? Or what if someone passes? Is mm-hmm. this house too big for you? Are you isolated? I mean, there's just different things that you really need to think of. I have a cousin I went and visited in Rhode Island this past summer, and she had friends whose husbands had passed, and they had no idea of their financial situation. They were living kind of a high lifestyle, mm-hmm. and they had pretty much give it all up because they had no clue what was going on in their house. So you really have to know, you know, kind of about your finances. You know, it may be that you can call in a professional and have your house retrofitted for aging in place, but there are other options. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to go into an assisted living or nursing home. We've talked on the show before about tiny houses and mother-in-law suites and, you know, all kinds of things like granny pods, these mm-hmm. little things that you can bring in and put in the back of a lawn. So there are options, but you have to really be realistic about it.
Okay. Well, aging in place sounds like you have to have a plan. So how do you start the plan?
So several things. First of all, you have to consider your finances, right? There are still baby boomers with mortgages, with property taxes, who may only be living on Social Security. So you have to really weigh the benefits. Can I put enough money in this house, or should I move to another community? Again, doesn't mean you're going right to the quote home, but there's a lot of senior communities that are being built in this area, but they're very, very expensive. So mm-hmm. you really have to look at that. Transportation is another thing you have to look at. You have to plan for, I'm not going to be able to drive at some point. So what do I do then? Do I have the finances to afford ride services, or am I close to the transportation I need? Your health, obviously. Right. Again, if you have a chronic condition, what is that going to be if it's exacerbated? And again, are you near the resources? Again, socialization, we've talked about this all the time, isolation. So you really need to take all of that into consideration.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's necessary to retrofit a home in order to stay in it safely, as you mentioned. How do you start with that? If that's the decision, we're going to stay here, but we're going to make some adjustments.
Right. So you need to have a safety inspection. So that can be done yourself, or you can call in what we call CAPS experts, Certified Aging in Place Experts. But there's a woman, I run a caregiving summit, caregiversummit.org, and one of my guests is a woman named Jill Bejerke, B-G-E-R-K-E. She has a site called silverspaces.com, and she has an app that lets you do this. And I'll just show you some of the questions that she poses mm-hmm. to you, because I'm sure we're not thinking, how high can you reach? Can you get out of the tub? Can you prepare food for yourself? Can you get off the floor if you fall? Mm-hmm. Can you get out of a chair? Does your furniture aid or hinder that? Can you walk to the farthest reaches of your houses without getting out of breath? Again, mm-hmm. things that we're not necessarily thinking of, she has an app that can walk you through that. Mm-hmm. You can also do this virtually, believe it or not. You can have somebody Zoom or Skype you, a professional, walk through your house with a computer or mm-hmm. your phone or your iPad, and they'll say that throw rug is a danger, or you know, those satin sheets on the bed are a danger as well. So there's ways to plan and for retrofitting.
I was just going to say, well, technology must play a significant role in this. So what is your take?
Yeah, so first of all, another site to look at, Best Living Tech, and the woman's name is Lisa Cini. Every last gadget you can imagine for aging in place is on there. So, you know, we're seeing the I've fallen and can't get up. You know, these pendants have gotten a lot smarter. We're seeing wearables in terms of, you know, Apple Watches and Fitbits. And so we're seeing advances in lighting, where it senses you. So if you get up to go in the bathroom in the middle of the night, lights are going to come on to light your path. There's things called hearing loops that work with hearing aids to kind of cut back that unwanted noise. You know, a lot of people have hearing aids and they hate them because they just amplify and they make the situation worse a lot of times. And you know, one of the most exciting things, I'm working with a company right now that has a caregiving app that works with Alexa. So, you know, my wife and I, we're the guinea pig. So I'm the caregiver. Of course, I made my wife, because she's a couple years older, the caregiving recipient. And so, you know, in the middle of the day, I'll say, have you remembered to take your medications or whatever it is? Have you reported, you know, how you're doing to your caregiver? So all these things are, you know, that relieves social isolation and also helps you to age in place safely because somebody's monitoring you. And there's a whole bunch of these types of, you know, devices, and there's more every day.
Well, a lot of good information for sure. Check out theagingexperience.com for more. Theagingexperience.com. Anthony, thank you so much.
All right.